brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. This is Alex Jones coming to you live from the coastline of Texas. Bilderbergs are meeting in Istanbul, Turkey. You did hear it here first from Jim Tucker. Breaking news between PrisonPlanet.com and American Free Press. Thanks to Jim being here and reporting with us. He was correct yesterday. It's now all over the major Western newspapers, literally scores of them, from Istanbul to Texas, from New York to Miami, from London to Jakarta. I mean, it's really going on. It's just there's news stories everywhere. Now confirming it is the Ritz-Carlton, the Army, police. It's a big hotel up on a hill. It is the Ritz-Carlton. They put disinfo by design in a local Turkish paper a few days ago, saying it was the Classis Hotel, who now are putting out articles saying we should worship the Bilderberg Group. Huge news on PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com that Aaron Dyke stayed up till 3 in the morning putting out last night. Governor Perry summoned to Bilderberg while insider trading charges mount in related Texas buyout. This is so huge. We'll get to that after we talk to Jim Tucker. Jim Tucker joining us from Istanbul, now his second day, the first official day they're covering it. Jim, thank you for joining us, sir.
It's always a lot of fun, Alex.
We're going to break here in just a minute or two and come back and do one more segment with you and let you get back to your important work pooling with reporters. But what happened today?
Well, several dramatic things happened today. The term was, surrender was used in referring to your President Bush. He
really?
Opposed. Now, remember a little history here. Years and years ago, Bilderberg, the sons of Smokestack Industries, embraced ecology long before it's fashionable to be a tree hugger, caused the potential for immense profits. Bush had rejected altogether the Kyoto Treaty, as he should have. I mean, Mexico would be exempt, so our factories could move down there without the burden of ecological demands, along with the low wages and so forth.
And they're saying that Bush has now surrendered to that.
Yes, because May 25th, the Bush administration officials again totally rejected the Kyoto Treaty. Now, in Washington, Bush has proposed to get major nations to agree on global emission goals by 2008. That's next year.
And so this is the big news out of Bilderberg, is that they're agreeing, the U.S. is now agreeing to get on board for the global tax, which, of course, is the carbon tax.
That would be followed up. That's always on their agenda. It's been pending before the United Nations for at least 3 years, but the Americans who read their daily newspapers do not know that. It was their term, quote, surrender, quote, on that issue. But then Bush is quietly, and that will have to surface even in the kept press sooner or later, but Bush is now quietly pushing the so-called Law of the Sea Treaty, which he had opposed. Clinton...
Which will also be a global tax, for those that don't know, a global tax on all maritime activities and put the U.N. over 74% of the Earth's surface.
Absolutely. And with the major surrender of sovereignty when the, some international group, obviously under control of the U.N. Now, remember, Clinton signed the Law of the Sea Treaty.
Stay there, Jim Tucker. We're going to come right back with a final segment. This is the news he's getting from inside Bilderberg with his sources he gets every year with infiltrators. After the people that work in the hotel see the open evil, the open discussion of world government and total enslavement, he then gets the inside intel. You're getting it here first from Jim Tucker, only on the GCN Radio Network.
It's
next year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday, Congressman Ron Paul on this show, May 31st, yesterday, it's now June 1st, said that if Rick Perry went to Bilderberg, he hadn't yet seen the Dallas Morning News. He said that that does look like a violation of the Logan Act, which is criminal. It's a federal felony, punishable by large fines and prison time. He also said that it shows that he's definitely part of the, quote, one world government conspiracy, the plan for a one world government, that he's part of the international conspiracy. And if you go up to PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com, and especially JonesReport.com, just unbelievable reporting there, you will see all of this. And, of course, we also broke yesterday, I'm so proud of this and so honored that Jim broke this here, that it is confirmed, and they finally reported it today, that it is the Ritz-Carlton there in Istanbul. Jim has got sources inside. Jim was getting into, which you could already see him starting to move towards publicly, capitulating. Of course, they were just getting the Americans ready. Bush was always for it. He signed back on to UNESCO 3 years ago, United Nations Educational and Cultural Organization. They were getting us ready for this, and we got the SPP.gov documents through a FOIA request last year, Judicial Watch did, and it said in there they were going to use global warming hysteria and fear. They said use the fear to get a region-wide carbon tax. Going back to Jim Tucker, please continue on that point, sir, and you were also getting into some other points.
Well, on the energy-related point, the U.S. was told to increase gasoline, to hike gasoline taxes enough to make the prices cost to exceed, there where it exceeds $4 a gallon at least. They prefer it to be about $5 a gallon. And that would be, of course, to reduce carbon monoxide emissions. It makes it all healthier, see. Now, before we laugh at this proposal, with the boot of America paying record high gas taxes now adjusted for inflation, consider that in the early 80s, the Junior Varsity Trilateral Commission, meeting in San Francisco, called for increase on gasoline taxes, a federal gas tax increase of 10 cents a gallon. Shocking to most Americans at that time, because that was another one of those get in line and wait for gas at sky-high prices time. So you think offhand that they politically could not do that. Now, the Trilateral Commission meeting ended on with farewell on a Monday morning. All the work done. They tell each other goodbye on Monday morning and head for the airport. On Tuesday, the Bilderberg-controlled Washington Post, in its editorial, not some op-ed columnist giving his opinion, but the official position of the Bilderberg-controlled Washington Post on Tuesday, in an editorial, called for a gas tax increase of 10 cents a gallon, and it came to pass. So we must not take this too lightly. Now,
before the break, Jim, you were trying to get into Bill Clinton. You were saying, remember Bill Clinton in connection with Law of the Sea Treaty, which allows the UN to seize 70-plus percent of the Earth's surface, of course, being the oceans and seas of the world and inland seas, and being able to levy taxes and have paramilitary global coast guards running around controlling everyone. This is a massive grab, just like the Pentagon has claimed total dominance and ownership of space. In fact, that's an official position of our government, is ownership of the entire universe now. They've told any other government they can't get up there. This is all for dominance and control. You know, nobody cared when Spain claimed the New World for themselves, along with Portugal, but you know, that certainly meant something down the line. Now with society being accelerated and everything happening set up over 100 years, you know, the change that happened in 100 years is now happening in a year. This is very, very serious to anyone who's going to be alive in just 10 years. So please get back into Law of the Sea, sir, what the intel you're getting from inside Bilderberg.
Well, remember that Reagan denounced it with humor and would not sign off on it. Bush, the original, even though he is under Bilderberg control, did not dare push it too hard in his term. And Bill Clinton signed it and told us how wonderful it would be. Of course, Bill Clinton was anointed by Bilderberg when he attended their meeting in Baden-Baden, Germany in 1991. And he tells us what a wonderful thing it will be. So the Senate had a test vote, they call it, on ratification. And it was rejected 95-0. So Clinton pulled it back, pulled back his request for ratification for political reasons, obviously, on the treaty he had signed off on.
But that was before the 9/11 police state agenda, where 9/11 was used to do absolutely anything and everything, and that was before the fake man-made global warming hysteria, where we've got to turn everything over to the UN and ban eating meat and you know, start restricting people to one family, one child. That's all being called for right now. The Chinese model is the New World Order model. Jim Tucker, any other key tidbits you're getting from your sources inside Bilderberg?
Domestically, that's about it. But the fact that Little Bush is going to embrace the Law of the Sea Treaty is something that will have to emerge in the fullness of time, in the cut press also, but you heard it here first.
And, of course, you heard it here first that they were not going to attack Iraq in 02, as the Washington Post said they were, and as the media unanimously said it was going to be 03. You said that. We heard it here first from you, Jim, on the Berlin Wall was going to fall on a staged event. We heard it here first on every single issue. These guys pull the shots. Jim told you 3 years ago they were going to double oil prices. It indeed happened. these guys are setting the policy. Jim, on a whole separate issue, just on media coverage, it is in newspapers globally. I did a search under Bilderberg on Google News this morning, and it came up with hundreds of hits. We see exponential coverage of this from 10 years ago, the media said it didn't exist. 7 years ago,
they said... American media? Because I've not seen an American newspaper since I left Washington.
Yes, Dallas Morning News front page, many other U.S. newspapers front page, magazines, Jim, some of the top movies at the box office make jokes about Bilderberg. It's just all of a sudden, it's all over Texas television. We have video clips up on PrisonPlanet.com from News 8 Austin. There's also a Dallas piece, I'm told, to send.
Yeah, that's wonderful. This breakthrough, because you know as well as I do about the near total blackout we've had in the United States, while the European newspapers and broadcasters have had a lot of fun. I've had very few moments of the day when I'm not staring into somebody's camera and yakking away.
Well, see, that's the difference. I mean, before, when you were doing this 30 years ago, and physically, what, at 29 of these meetings, Jim?
Something like that.
Literally 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, it didn't exist. Then last year in Canada, because they arrested me and a few other things, it blew up nationally there. But it never really been in our press. Now, for the first time, Jim, and again, you get most of the credit on this, it is everywhere. Do you think they're happy about this?
Oh, they've got their knickers in, not to be sure, because their salad years was when they could be absolutely secret and deny their very existence. And they're doing everything, stupidly perhaps, to try to suppress coverage, like the lie they planted in that newspaper story we talked about yesterday, six paragraphs deep inside the paper, very polite, and saying it was going to be the classic resort.
But well, there's also big Turkish papers saying big deal, so they're world leaders meeting. The point is they tried to keep it secret all these years. We've gotten their minutes. We know they're steering global events. We know that they are very corrupt. Jim, what type of security did you see outside of the Ritz-Carlton?
Show of uniformed police, all, of course, armed, surrounding the whole hill. Of course, many of them at the front gate, but then you don't take three steps without a couple of cops confronting you as you walk all the way around that hill.
So it's a lot heavier than Canada.
I'm trying to remember Canada. Well, yes, it was heavier than Canada. And, of course, they had the guys on the top of the roof with their binoculars. And our photographer thinks he was able to shoot David Rockefeller. When he blows his photographs up, he'll be sure. So far, they've tried to keep the list secret. But we've got all of them accounted for. And they may end up putting on a website, say, Monday, just to get rid of the questions and all that jazz, but I'll bet you we've identified people that they will not put on that website that were confirmed by, their presence was confirmed by eyesight.
By that you mean there's always people on who are there who aren't on the list. How big is this to have Rick Perry, by the way, who's embroiled, a Bilderberg member, by the way, has been indicted in connection to literally the biggest takeover of government and private-owned power plants in Texas that's powering much of the surrounding states. It's already been a big scandal. It turns out Rick Perry's involved in all that and with Bilderberg Group members in the grabbing of 8,000 miles of roads. Literally, Bilderberg is grabbing the infrastructure of Texas, the fastest-growing state in the union, the second most populous. What does this mean for Rick Perry? I mean, is it that they're positioning him for president later, or is this more that he's just one of their gangsters?
Well, first of all, as I mentioned yesterday, was they would consider him a potential president, a useful tool and fool in the future, and that he'd not be invited next year if they decide to throw that shoe away, because about 110 to 115 of the Bilderberg are the regulars. Typically, there's five or so newcomers, most of whom are not invited back. But they had to see some potential for him to be their tool to invite him.
Jim, I tell you what, we're scheduled to have reporters on. Jim, stay there. Let me talk to you during the break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a big lineup of other reporters who've been there on the scene. We'll be right back. Jim, stay there.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Waiting in the wings, we have American filmmakers Andrew Neil and Luke Meyer, also Romanian filmmaker Paul Duranu, and Daniel Estelan coming up later. This is just absolutely amazing. And, of course, Jim Tucker right now. Jim, you said there's so much more, and obviously when you get back to town, we'll do a full hour and debrief you properly, and American Free Press is going to have photos and articles about it, so is PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. But just in closing, before I go to these other reporters, Jim, I want to thank you for coming on. I want to thank you for your 30-plus years of covering this, 29 years physically covering it, what is it, 35 covering a total. You said there was a whole other European side. Give us just a taste of some of the things that you're going to be writing about, some of the things you've learned from your sources.
Well, you've been reading about Turkish troops massing on the border with Iraq to invade the Kurds in Iraq. The Turkish, Bilderberg said, there's no massing of our troops on the border with Iraq, and there will be no invasion of the Kurds in Iraq.
Well, they're always having Kurds engaging in incursions, so they've always got troops there.
Yeah, but they said there's, the newspaper's all wrong about the massing of the border and the potential invasion. Another Kurd said that, I mean another Turk, said that he didn't like to be portrayed as begging to enter the European Union, and pointed out that a lot of Turks are opposed to the European Union because they'd have to surrender too much sovereignty, and there's so many nationalists. Well, nationalists, which is their synonym for patriot, are demeaned by Bilderberg. To be a nationalist, patriot to your own country, is you're horrible. So they've had that little kind of interchange to the European support the invasion of Iraq, but still, of Afghanistan.
Jim, what about Bush now saying he wants to bring UN troops and hand it over to IFOR? Hasn't that been on the Bilderberg plate the last few years to kind of let the U.S. play the bad cop and the U.N. later comes in as the savior? Have you gotten any intel on that?
Nothing this year so far, but I'll be back tomorrow. But I guess I better turn you over to those old-timers who've had some good adventures today.
Absolutely. Jim, thank you so much. Are you still being followed?
Okay, you're welcome. Oh yes. They pointed out a different set of cops today.
All right, sir. We'll talk to you this weekend.
Very good. Have fun.
There goes Jim Tucker from his hotel in Istanbul, the Orient. It's overlooking the nearby Ritz-Carlton. We're about to break, but I want to go ahead and introduce them to Andrew, Neil, and Luke Meyer, and they're in a hotel room filled with other reporters. Gentlemen, thank you for coming on.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming on. What have you seen? What is this like covering Bilderberg?
Well, it's been pretty wild, you know. We got here on Tuesday. Jim got here on Wednesday. We came here to follow Jim's journey, and we've been with him pretty much every waking moment of the day when he's been on the move, and it's been pretty incredible. Like, there's cops following him, and when we went over to the Ritz, there was cordoned off the entire area.
With riot gear and things kind of roped up with barricades so you can't go on the sidewalk.
There were some guys with, like, submachine guns and stuff.
Yeah, see, they didn't...
And you couldn't even get close to it.
That's normal.
Yeah, no, for Luke and I, you know, we'd never seen anything like this. So for us, it was kind of mind-blowing.
Well, I mean, I was about to add that that's happened every other time but when I went to Canada. But go ahead.
So, yeah, you know, that was kind of a shock to us. And then we were in the car with Jim traveling around the city to be followed by police. Certainly nothing that has ever happened to me before, and so it was kind of startling, and we got some good shots of that, and
yeah.
Jim is just kind of inspiring. He's still on the move. I can't believe he's got the energy to keep going. In fact, he got more energy than us, but you know, it's hard to see what's going on inside there. They seem to have established a really good perimeter, and it's all buttoned up. We spent some time out in front. You know,
we've got all the entrances that we...
Yeah, there was like three entrances that, you know, different people were going in, but we weren't able to get any clear shots of anyone in particular.
Now, is this Andrew or Luke I'm talking to?
This is Andrew, sorry.
Okay, no, I just want to learn the voices. Okay, go ahead, Andrew.
So anyway, you know, that we kind of left with Jim, and then there's another filmmaker here, Paul, that's sitting in the wings who...
Yeah, we're going to talk to him on the other side, but stay there. I want to talk to Luke, too. Andrew, I just want to... you know, get your take on the whole experience, the press coverage, what's happening. Talk about the film you're making about Jim Tucker. And we'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetsmen.org.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. I want to thank my producer, Trey Kincaid, and also my wife's been doing producing, Viola Jones. I want to thank everybody who's been joining us, Jim Tucker, Aaron Dykes for the stories he's been doing, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Ryan Slickhuizen, everybody on the crew for doing such a fabulous job, Mike Nelson, the list goes on and on. Our IT people, everybody. Going back to Istanbul, we're talking to American documentary filmmaking crew who are making a film, I guess, about people that cover these type of events. Great guys. They called me a few months ago. I never got back with them like everybody else I don't get back with. But now I'm definitely getting with them here on air. And it's Andrew Neal and Luke Meyer. They're in Istanbul. We really appreciate their work. And they're in a hotel room with Romanian filmmaker Paul Duranu, I believe that's the right way to pronounce it, and we are just, again, very thankful to have them there with us from Istanbul. Gentlemen, I mean, give us the lay of the land, what your trip was like getting over there, you know, how the papers first reported that it was the classes to divert everybody. Now that same paper's putting out disinfo pieces worshiping Bilderberg about how good they are. And then just basically what you've witnessed, how the riot police were dressed, you know, some of the physical things that you saw, because I know you're not really doing a thing on Bilderberg. You're doing it on people who cover Bilderberg. But I think now, is this kind of convincing you about the wickedness of Bilderberg, to
really
see all their
really
security?
You see it. One of the most interesting things, I think, for Luke and I guess Jim was talking about it some, too, is that, you know, in America, you really, you hear very little about these issues, you know. And
this is pretty newsworthy. I mean, when Davos meets, and there aren't even as many elites there. I mean, this is the creme de la creme. Davos is a step below this. I mean, that's a big international spectacle. Why isn't this news?
Yeah, it was interesting. Jim was saying, you know, that he felt as though, you know, that there was a lot, actually, there was a lot more coverage of it.
Oh, this is the breakthrough year. I mean, last year was the break in the ice, and that got a hole in their armor, but that was the chink in the armor. This year drove a huge spike right into their heart.
How's it being covered back in the States right now?
It's all over the newspapers. It's all, I mean, it's literally, I mean, we're talking about less than 20 mentions in the last 50 years in U.S. newspapers, and there's more than 20 articles and TV reports on it in just the last day. So there's been more coverage in the last 24 hours than there in the United States than there has been on Bilderberg in the last 20, 30, 50 years.
That's amazing. Yeah, well, there's an energy to it here as well. We felt, you know, I think obviously some of the people, some of the regulars that come, you know, from the United States or other parts in Europe probably weren't able to make it because of the travel expense, you know. But there was a lot of buzz about it, and every day at 4, Jim is mobbed at his hotel. People showing up, taking pictures. I mean, he's practically like a celebrity here. And then we're running around after him too. So it's there's kind of like a it's kind of a bit of a circus running around after Jim. So he's probably not as covert as he might be, but he still goes to meet his sources by himself.
Now, who are you guys making your film for? Because this is something I definitely want to carry when it comes out.
We're an independent production company. So we're trying to acquire funding for it, and you know, we're getting going, trying to make a promo or whatever. But you know, basically, the film is about the people who are trying to bring, you know, the New World Order concept into the mainstream. And our producer Tom Davis, who worked on some of our other films, started talking to Luke and I about it, and we didn't know that much about it. He got kind of interested in it, and then you know, started surfing the web and stuff, and just started, you know, running into all the personalities who were doing it. And saw,
well,
like,
I'm interested because you guys are, you know, obviously, you know, came to this as virgins to it all. Now, do you think it's nefarious? Do you think it's dark? Do you think it's happy-loving?
Well, it's definitely not happy-loving. I mean, there's a lot of policemen around, and, you know, you don't have any idea what's going on inside the gate.
Secret, highly protected.
Yeah, Luke, pop in and give us your take on all this.
Well, I mean, all I know is really what I'm seeing right now, and that's how full force the police is out to anyone from. And it makes you wonder why things are that way.
The secretive stuff certainly isn't very. It doesn't give you a whole lot of confidence, and you know, I mean.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. This is the deal. We know that the New York Times and Washington Post heads have been going to Bilderberg for at least, since its founding in the 50s. And then I can show you multiple articles where they say in the past it didn't exist and you're insane if you say it exists. Okay, that proves it's nefarious right there. Then we get their minutes out of the meetings. They literally created the European Union. They ran the whole deal with Prince Bernhard and the royalty out of England. They ran the entire show. And they're trying to set up a world tax. My point is that there's no way to be neutral on this. It'd be like being filmmakers, and either you're for Hitler or you're against Hitler. You know, you're either for Stalin or you're against Stalin. And I understand you're trying to make an objective film about the movement and let people decide on their own. I'm not putting you on the spot. I'm just telling
No,
I mean, as human beings, can you not see who these people are? This is the enemy of humanity.
Yeah, well, we're really at the very beginning of our stages of getting to know this, and we're trying to get it to know it through our characters, you know. But in my opinion, you know, there's a lot of unanswered questions that over the course of the next year, I would hope I would get the answer to some of those. And really, for me as a filmmaker, and I don't know, Luke, if you agree with me, but like we're just really interested by you know, basically you guys, you know, and the amount of work and effort that you've put into it, and what brought you to it, because no one was talking about it, you know, even 5 years ago, and there's been a small group of people that have been talking about it.
Well, listen, so I'm finishing Endgame in the next month and a half. If you guys want to come to Austin, Texas, and I've literally got selected.
We would love to come.
Sure. Well, I know you tried to contact me a few months ago. I never got back with you because I'm flooded, but come to Austin, and if you want to do some limited footage swap, because I'm going to do an update in the film before I finish it, just about how Perry went. It's going to be like probably 2 minutes of my film that, oh, by the way, in 2007, Perry went. But if you guys want any of my footage from last year, I'd be happy to swap it. But it's got to be quick if we're going to do it because Endgame's almost done. But, yeah, you guys turn around and get down
here. We'll be back early next week, so maybe we could get in touch with you then.
Yeah, basically, I've got picture lock in 1 month, and then I've got to have Graham Reynolds do the music. He's already working on it, and I've got all the graphics houses. I've got two different graphics houses doing graphics on it because I'm trying to up my films. And, you know, Terror Storm was the next level. This is going to be the next level after that. And but the point is, yeah, Rushdown and I mean, just a few selects of Jim being mobbed or the police, and then I'll be glad to give you guys, you know, quite a bit of my footage because I'm all about getting the information out. That way you'll have Canada. But that aside, anything else you want to add before I get the Romanian filmmaker who's waiting in the wings on?
Yeah, I mean, just one thing, you know, and maybe, Alex, you could give us some recommendations, and we'd love to talk to you, too, but, you know, we're looking for more people. You know, Jim is obviously the oldest guy, but we're looking for younger guys who are also in the movie.
Daniel Estulin, but you know, of course, he's got a sick family member. This is the first time.
He couldn't make it this year. We were looking forward to talking to him, but,
first time in 15 years.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. We were looking forward to talking to him, but maybe we'll get a chance to see in the future, or maybe Bilderberg next year. We've been thinking about trying to follow Jim.
Well, there's a fella in England who I've interviewed who has Bilderberg.org. He'd be good to interview. Obviously, I'd be good to interview. You've already been trying. And then there's, I can think of just a few others, but there are quite a few. I know Michael Piper's covered it quite a bit.
All right, cool. Well, we look forward to touching base with you next week. And do you want us to get Paul on the line here?
Absolutely. In fact, I would. When are you guys flying out? Because I'd like to get a report from you guys Monday or Tuesday, kind of debrief you on air once you get back.
We're leaving Monday morning.
I'm not sure the flight time, but sometime on Monday we'll be flying back.
Okay, well, then that means I'll have to have you on Tuesday or Wednesday. Let me just have my producer call you when this interview's over to make sure I've got all your contact points, not just there at the hotel. So that's how I got in touch with you.
Okay, cool.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
all right, great. Should we just put Paul right on?
Yeah, just and is it correct to pronounce his name, Paul Dornanu?
Dornanu.
Dornanu. Okay, thank you. Yes, buddy, Dornanu. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you, Andrew Neal, and Luke Meyer. Thank you for reporting for us from Istanbul.
Hello.
Okay, is this Paul Dornanu?
Yeah, that's about right.
Hello, Paul. Thank you for coming on with us. Tell us about what you've witnessed there and what your film is about.
Well, I checked first thing in the morning the Classics Hotel because Jim Tucker had thought that that might be the actual site for the Bilderberg meeting, and I went there, and there's nothing. I also was tipped by the lady in the lobby to go to the Classics Golf and Country Club, which is like 10 miles north from there, and I checked there, but still nothing there, so... everything happens at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel where, like the other guy said, basically it's packed with policemen, armed guards, securities. I actually managed to get stills and video shots with people on the roof of the side of a building where securities, military men with binoculars, they were looking at me. And even civilians, there were groups of people talking there on the roof. And basically, I think we can get later look at the pictures on the computer and see more details of what I got.
Absolutely. Pictures are now starting to come out online on different websites, different Turkish newspapers of the usual suspects, David Rockefeller and others. Have you been able to see Texas Governor Rick Perry yet?
No. I haven't been able to see anyone, actually, but only got pictures of a black limo who entered the second gate, which is the gate on the street, which is blocked. You can't enter that street. So I think from this point of view, the Ritz-Carlton site is perfect for their situation because nobody can actually get very close to the main entrance.
There's a large ground. Tell us about yourself. Is this your first time covering Bilderberg, Paul?
Yes, this is first time I have my own website, which I launched like a couple of weeks ago, infocon.ro. And
spell that out for people. Spell out your website.
Info, I-N-F-O-E-O-N dot R-O, it's a new website, and I've been listening to your show and watching the websites for a couple of years now.
Oh, fantastic. So you've been taking pictures, and you're going to upload those to your website?
Yes, yes. So we'll try. The problem is that here the Internet is very, very slow. And
I understand. Well, listen, get those up as soon as you can, and we'll post them as well, mm-hmm. if that's okay with you, and write an article about it.
Yeah, probably Sunday night when I get back to Bucharest, because I drove here with a car.
Okay, spell that out slowly for people, because if I had trouble covering it, others are. Spell out your website.
The website? Infocon.ro.
Infocon.com?
No, Infocon.ro. R-O from Romania.
.ro. So it's Infocon.ro.
That's exactly.
Okay, well, we'll be watching that Sunday, and we'll do a report on it, sir. I mean, describe.
Yes.
I was hearing that there are riot police out there.
There's lots of police, and what I understand that they actually were afraid of riots because I understand that people, Turkish people, do easily get together and start riots and big meetings. Actually, there was. A couple of days ago, a meeting in a square near the Ritz-Carlton Hotel from an organization, I don't know the name, something like Global Peace, and I don't remember exactly the name, but...
that's major news. State that again, exactly what happened at the Ritz-Carlton. You're saying it was some type of protest?
There was a small protest, not at Ritz-Carlton, but in a square near Ritz-Carlton, not very far, like under 1 mile.
Really? People where, protesting Bilderberg? How many?
Bilderberg and anti-nuclear things.
Sure. How many people?
I think there were like up to 100 people, something like that. I'm not sure because
wow.
I got late.
That's
got
to be the biggest right Bilderberg there. Protest I ever heard of because they're so secret. Of course, 100 will probably be 10,000 next year wherever they have it.
Mm-hmm. And after that, it was a press conference in Turkish about this protest that was organized. And Jim was there, too.
What inspired you to cover Bilderberg?
Well, I think the same thing as you do. I want people to find out about this stuff. Lots of people do not believe Bilderberg exists. Is a way where I can... Actually, prove that they do exist. There's something going on. If I can describe this Bilderberg meeting, is similar to a conference that has taken place in Bucharest in Romania in September. That is the Francophonic meeting where, like, presidents and ministers from a lot of countries, at least a couple of dozen countries countries that do speak French came to Bucharest. So basically the parliament building where was the meeting was sealed off, all the streets around it, lots of policemen, snipers on the buildings, and so on. So
is this freedom? Is this a free society with elites meeting in secret and our politicians are present themselves like vegetables or fruit at a fruit stand to be squeezed on and smelled and examined to see which person they want to buy or back? I mean, there's no doubt they're setting global policy.
Clearly it's not a free society. We should know about what they are talking there because they are going on there on our expenses. They are public figures, which are elected by us. So we have to know what's happening there. Where I said public figures that were elected, not everyone is elected because let's consider Barroso, which is the president of European Commission, which is not
Barroso,
elected by but named. Yes.
Yeah, Barroso was just over here a few weeks ago with Bush openly announcing a merger of the EU and the American Union. It was on C-SPAN,
mm-hmm.
and we wrote an article about it, and people couldn't even grasp how big it was. I mean, when I say a story is big, folks, it's big. And this stuff is just happening right out in the open. America and the world's sovereignty is dying, not with a bang, but with a whimper. Well, listen, we're going to watch your site, sir, and we'll get a report out on your photos as soon as that's okay. And is it all right with you when we link to your site, because your site might crash if we send 5 million people there? Is it okay if we go ahead and post your photos on PrisonPlanet.com?
Yes, that's right. I think I'll get contact to you and send you a link where I can upload some photos, good quality photos for you.
Do that. Listen, Aaron at Infowars.com. He is the guy that's working the hardest right now on my organization.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron,
W-A,
two A's.
Right?
Aaron at Infowars.com. Two A's.
Sure, we'll do that.
And absolutely. In fact, if you send them to us, we'll get them up and put a link to your site, sir. And, of course, it'll probably crash your site.
My email is... My email is paul@infocon.ro, so you know.
Okay, well, sure, we can just go to your site and contact you that way. Then we will send you your contact, our contact info, and it's great working with you, and God bless you, and I look forward to interviewing you once
you
get back and debriefing you.
Thank you for having me on
your show. You bet. Let me just hand the phone back briefly, if you can, if they're still there, to Andrew Neal and the guys. I don't want to let them go quite yet, okay, Paul?
Okay.
Thank you. And then we're scheduled to have Daniel Estolan on from Spain. He's got a family member who's very sick, but I want his analysis. He's one of the, I'd say, the foremost analysts. He's the best-selling author of Club Bilderberg. We've got him coming up in the next hour, ladies and gentlemen. This is Alex Jones. I wasn't going to take a day of vacation. Not doing it now.
Each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Live from Istanbul, ladies and gentlemen, we've interviewed Jim Tucker, we've interviewed Andrew Neal, Luke Meyer, Paul Duraninu from Romania, Daniel Estolan has a family member on death's doorstep, but he has still got great contacts inside. He's the most informed on Bilderberg and covering for 15 years. He's going to be with us in the next hour. We're about to go to him in about 60 seconds. But just saying bye to Andrew Neal and Luke Meyer. Gentlemen, American filmmakers, were you able to see any of the Bilderberg group, or is there just too much security this year?
We were not able to see really anyone because the barricades are so far away.
But Jim was
saying, I think they
about
got really smart about how they let them in. Like, I think they like tried to stagger it and stuff, so you couldn't like you couldn't see. You know,
there's no helipad. There's no like motorcade of cars going in. There's just trickle.
And we were usually with Jim, but there were a couple of the like Paul, for instance, that was just on was out there, you know, all day. And some of the other guys that were here chasing the Bilderbergers were also out there, like, all day. So I think they got a couple pictures, and I think you touched base with Paul, and hopefully they'll be able to get you some stuff that you can use.
Absolutely. I want to thank you, gentlemen, for the great job you've been doing, and I appreciate it, and I look forward to debriefing, and next week we'll talk then.
Okay, cool. Thanks so much, Alex.
Take care, and God bless. All right, now going to Daniel Estulon. And coming up in the next hour, folks, I've got huge reports of my own with Rick Perry and massive corruption. This stuff, violating Logan Act, Bilderberg group members that are under indictment that Perry's involved with in business. This stuff is huge. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Daniel Estulon, I feel guilty twisting your arm to come on with your mother-in-law in deep trouble, but we should all pray for her. Thanks for coming on with us.
Alex, great to be invited back to your show, and it's always a pleasure.
Well, thank you. I'm sad you can't be there, but you are still on the phone. You're on the Internet. You've got the sources. You've got huge news on Zelikow. Give us the info.
All right. I just jotted down a few points. I'll just start going. When you get tired of listening to me, just tell me to stop.
We're
going to
break here in a minute. We'll just come back and continue. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, Robert Zoellick and the World Bank nomination. Now, the U.S. delegation is standing unanimously behind Robert Zoellick's candidacy as the next president of the World Bank. Now, Zoellick is a 53-year-old Wall Street executive. He's a former administration official and a free market fundamentalist. Now, during the Bilderberg meeting yesterday, he pledged to work to restore confidence in the bank. Now, he said, we need to put our differences aside and focus on the future together. I believe, Zoellick said, that the World Bank's best days are still to come. Now, the chances of Zoellick not being approved for the chair of the World Bank presidency are slim to none. The final decision is to be made by the end of June by the bank's 24-member board of directors. Now, the United States and Europe have a tacit agreement between them that the bank's president should always be a U.S. national, while its sister institution, the International Monetary Fund, is headed by a European. Now, nevertheless, according to a source at the conference, European Bilderbergers are not at all pleased, Alex, with continuing the status quo in which the U.S. nominates a single candidate after informal consultation with the bank members. Now, the nomination also appears to short-circuit burgeoning calls for reform of this selection process at the bank, one of the cornerstones of the global financial architecture as designed by the victors of World War II. According to our sources at the conference, one Belgian Bilderberger proposed what he said a merit-based selection process without regard to nationality, something which will obviously be discarded by the inept Bush administration. What is rather quite remarkable is that on several occasions, European Bilderbergers have openly rejected the current model, saying that the nomination reeks of double standards, especially because the United States and the World Bank preach accountability and transparency to developing countries, the main clients of the bank. But with the International Monetary Fund, under the control of a Spaniard, the European Central Bank under control of a Frenchman, it's very difficult to imagine that the United States would give up control of the World Bank. Only the United States Federal Reserve would remain in the hands of the Americans.
Daniel Estulon, stay right there. And Daniel has been writing incredible reports. This sounds like one that hasn't even been published yet. He's giving you the scoop here first. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
More than